Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. At the top of the show, we played Kelly Rowland, who was singing backup for a random Rent a Rapper and Lay It on Me.
Why are you so mean to Miss Kelly?
Look, Dave,
you're not a fan. You're not a fan of Rent a Rappers. I understand.
How much of that song did she actually sing versus the Rent a Rapper?
It was a good collaboration, and you know what? You really got to hand it to Calendria because she's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She never takes a break from sexy time. All her songs are about sex, and you know, doing it to the point where she can't feel her legs or something glamorous like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so
high class woman.
Yes, good on you, Kelly. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Get it.
And when she's too exhausted, she'll get a rent a rapper to sing most of her song for her.
That's exactly how Here I Am came about. Look, Jade, on tonight's show, we're actually wondering, and I've never actually asked you this question before, but have you seen a psychic? Because I'm at the point now where I'm feeling like I need a little bit of insight, little bit of direction, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it might also possibly be because we're going to talk about the show, The One.
Yeah.
So might be something to do with that.
Dave, I've never seen a psychic.
Do you have that urge to see a psychic?
No, not really. I think it would just make me feel uncomfortable.
Why? Because the fact that someone could have a bit of insight into your life,
just
like a complete...
It feels like prying. Like, they're not a professional.
Well, how would you know that? I mean, what do you mean, like, they're not a professional?
I mean, like, if I wanted someone prying into my life, I would go see a counsellor. I don't need someone, you know...
Having a guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they've got some sort of power. Not that I don't... You know, I have, you know, neither here nor there feelings about whether it's true or not true or whatever. Like, whatever you want to believe is your own business.
But what do you think? Do you think that there is a little bit of probability that it is true?
Look, I think there is a certain amount of guessing that goes into it, you know, and I think you can basically... I think you get good at doing the demographics or reading. If you're good at reading people, then you'd probably... get to a point where you could
probably wing it.
Yes,
you
could
reckon.
Wing it to a certain extent. And I'm sure that people, there are leads and, you know, you do kind of get to a point where you can look at the person and know exactly what they want from you and give them
and
that,
give it to yeah. them. Yeah, I know what you mean. So you were telling me before that your sister actually went to see a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was it for her?
Well, you know, she was very excited because the psychic told her that there was going to be an engagement soon. Meanwhile, she just got engaged like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So it all happened, you know, as the psychic predicted. But she had been in a relationship for like 5 or 6 years. So,
and you know, it's things like that I kind of wonder, you know, do you read that person? Can you tell by looking or
mm-hmm.
how much of it is actually proper insight?
Well,
so.
You know, she did say that, you know, that the psychic picked me out in a picture and said this, you know, that I felt really uncomfortable around the family, that, you know, I didn't feel like I belonged, all of this kind of.
This is funny because, I mean, how much of Jade's social awkwardness comes out in a picture that, you know, do you really need a psychic to pick out stuff like that?
Yeah. And I mean, and for those who have seen pictures of my sister and my sisters and I, we are incredibly different in terms of, you know, everything about us. So, you know, I don't know how recent the photo was, you know, if it, like when we were children and she picked it out, then I give the psychic credit.
Yeah. But if it's present time where your sister's looking as femme as she is.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I've got two sisters who both look very similar to each other, and I look quite different.
And you look quite different. And how hard is it?
Yeah. And we have very, you know, obviously have very different lives. So it's not, it's not completely out of the realm of possibilities.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, you've been checking out The One.
Yes. So basically a new TV series on Channel 7 called The One. It's a show to essentially find Australia's next top psychic.
There's a reality show for everything these days.
There really is. There really is. And you know, one of my favourite things about reality shows is the crazy, the loud, the bitchy kind of characters.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get that with 10 psychics.
Really?
No. I mean, let's face it, most of these psychics are, you know, really tame by comparison, you know, when you're comparing to
Fashion designers
or drag queens. Mm-hmm. You know, I love RuPaul's Drag Race. So that's the kind of reality show I'm talking about.
Even
that's,
the Big Brother Bogans.
Yeah, you know, they don't have that kind of big, loud personalities. You know, mm-hmm. most of these psychics are very sweet, you know, genuinely caring people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to get that kind of tension, that kind of strife. But there is a little bit of pressure to it. The first episode aired last week and I had a look at it. Basically, every week these psychics will be given a challenge to test their various things like their clairvoyance, their mediumship, their telepathy and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in case you guys missed it, last week what they had to do is they put each psychic in a field full of trees and they have to use the psychic abilities to find a helicopter that's buried somewhere in the forest. The funny thing was, Jade, I think maybe about 3 or 4 out of the 10 found it.
Uh-huh.
And another 2 actually came within like sighting distance of the helicopter.
Yeah.
But they didn't see it. I'm like, girl, you're relying too much on your natural senses and not enough of your eyes. How about using some of the natural senses that you've got?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was just the funniest to me. Like, Jade, seriously, they were right there. I'm just like, turn around. And they're like, I'm sensing that it's in this direction. And they just run in the opposite direction.
Ooh.
I'm just like, girl, come on.
So how has it given you any faith in psychics?
Not as yet. No. Not as yet, really. I like I said at the start of the show, I still want to see one, but I want to make sure I see a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
That can give me an insight that I could bank on. This whole thought and discussion happened sometime late last week or early last week sometime when I was talking to Mama Lim.
Mm-hmm.
Mum had seen a psychic in her 20s.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, talking to my mum is like, you know, God opening up a treasure trove of things like, you know, heart is as deep as the ocean, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's completely forgotten about all the predictions that were made in her 20s until her friend visited her a few weeks ago and brought it all back up.
Yep.
So, you know, the psychic predicted things like she would have a divorce and all that. And at that time, it was awkward because my mum just got married.
Yeah, yeah.
So hearing that was a bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to believe it's over when it's just started.
When it's just started. But hey, after all these years, you know, it's actually happened.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of things that the psychic did tell her in her 20s that eventually came true. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, I want that thrill to be able to have somebody say something, hopefully that will be true.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be able to look back on it.
But what if it's not what you want to hear, Dave?
Well, you know, you take what you want, don't you? You shape your own destiny. It's funny, isn't it, how we negotiate what we want to believe in and what we want to take on board. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're all very sensitive people.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not scientifically proven,
mm-hmm.
girl, you can tell me anything, you know. I get, yeah.
How is this going to stand up as a show?
This as a show, I think, will be interesting because of the challenges. So I look forward to watching The One every week, even though it clashes with our own show. Yep. I will want to see the different challenges mm-hmm. that they go through. And, you know, they have a skeptic on the show itself. So they have a world-renowned skeptic on board, and they have somebody that sort of supports the point of view of psychics. So you kind of see that debate. And there is also a studio audience that they need to prove to as well.
Mm-hmm.
So every week, one psychic gets eliminated.
Uh-huh.
And
is it by some sort of vote or...?
I think it will be based on the two panelists that okay. they will decide that. But, you know, I figured if it's a show about psychics, wouldn't you know if you're going to win or not?
You would think so.
You say that it's about pop artist, booth character.
Pop artist, booth character. Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. Dave, we are very honoured to be joined in the studio by Kat from Sel Kimber and the Rolling Wheel.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Kat. So basically, just to let everyone know what's going on, Sel was originally going to come in and do an acoustic performance, but unfortunately... She's down with laryngitis?
Yeah, she's a little bit under the weather at the moment. So,
you're here to play some drums for
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I was going
to
come in and do a drum solo. Yeah, no, I was going to tell a little fib and say that, you know, I locked Sal in the boot of the car and I decided that it was time for me to come in and, you know, and take the front
the Have front your spotlight. Moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Be the Beyonce.
That's right. It's my turn.
Now, Jade actually plays the drum as well. So what is it?
I wouldn't say I play them.
Oh, come on. I think you're right. What's that game that you play on that has the drumming thing that's like SingStar for drums? What's that?
Awesome. I've never played that. I've
rock
always
band.
Wanted to give it a go.
Rock band.
I have a feeling that I would probably be not very good at it.
Yeah, I have an actual drum kit at my house that is not set up. It's like, that's how committed I am to the drums.
But you know what they say, like with those kind of games and, you know, with proper singers doing SingStar as well, like they don't score very well.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's because they want to put their own creative spin on it. They don't want to follow the charts.
exactly. So it's probably the same if you try a pattern or something like that on those things. Mm-hmm. So look, let's talk about the group, Sel Kimber and the Rolling Wheel, because a lot of us are familiar with Sel just doing her own stuff. How did you guys come in the picture?
Definitely. Well, I guess probably we came into the picture about 3 years ago after Sel released her first album, Sounds Like Thunder. And after the release, she got together this band, and we've been travelling together for the last 3 years. I mean, and doing festivals and shows all around the countryside. And last year, Jake and Sal and I went over to Canada as a trio, which was really fun, and did a little warm-up stint, and hopefully we'll head back there again sometime soon with the full band. And Yeah.
So as a group, you guys have more of a country alternative sound.
Yep.
I have to say, I really like the first single from this album, Beat Gets Louder. Was it intentional to give something a little more? It does have a bit of a... I was saying to the video director, Rowan, that it has a bit of a Nashville Duffy thing happening. Would you say?
Yeah, it's really fun. I mean, that sort of style, we just sort of came into listening to a bit of Elin Jewell, that sort of thing, and that sort of groove and that vibe comes from, I guess, a little bit of inspiration from that as well. But yeah, the film clip's really fun.
Look, I love the film clip so much, and I just saw the new video for your new single, Do Right.
Yep.
That's a load of fun as well.
It's heaps of fun.
Was that filmed in Melbourne?
Yeah,
locally?
That was filmed in Melbourne. We filmed I don't know if the listeners have probably not seen it yet.
It was only put up like 48 hours ago.
Yeah, it's very, very fresh, and we've just kind of shared it on YouTube as well today, so that's very exciting. There's two different settings. It's pretty crazy. The first little setting is Sal dressed up as a washerwoman with, you know, curlers in her hair.
Curlers in her hair. And she's and got those pearls. Yeah, the pearls and the big kind of Mrs. Doubtfire glasses. I'm so wild for it. I'm like, yes, Betty White.
Exactly. And so she's hanging out the washing and she's sort of having this daydream that, you know.
And you're in a background drumming.
Yeah, we're kind of a part of her almost fantasy that's about to happen. And then it cuts to this ridiculously sexy scene of Sal and all these dancers, and she's transformed from being the washerwoman into being her fantasy.
There was red light and her hair was down.
That's every day at David Lim's house, isn't it?
I feel like it. You know, I reviewed the video on my website.
I did read that. That was, great review.
Thanks. And, you know, I felt like I related to Sal's character. When you're doing chores, and I know everyone does this, when you're hanging out the washing or cooking, and like a really good song comes on, you kind of do pretend like you're fronting a band.
Yeah, for sure. You're doing something mundane and you're like, oh, you're just dreaming about doing something more exciting.
I'm so normally pretending to be the drummer.
Yeah, are me too. You? Me too. How about that?
See, I was actually going to ask Kat if she ever like pretends like she's Sal and mimes Sal's vocals.
No, I don't. I mean, when I'm on stage, sometimes I sing along.
Do you have a mic? Or
I do have a mic. No, yeah. Sometimes I just like sing along in my head when I'm not actually singing harmonies. Sometimes I do sing harmonies. Yeah. Sometimes I just pretend to sing harmonies.
Whatever Sal lets you do, basically.
Yeah, that's right.
But I would actually love it if you guys did like an alternate version of the video with you as, you know, Sal.
Yeah.
Just miming your vocals.
I think we should do another four of them and get, you know, Trent, the bass player, get him to do pretend he's Sal. Oh,
that would be amazing. So let's talk about the tour that's coming up, because the album Sal Kimber and the Rolling Wheel, it's self-titled. That's coming out this Friday, am I right?
This Friday, yeah.
And, you know, I'm very privileged, Jade. Look at us here. We have the copy and it feels lovely.
Smell it, David Lim.
Oh, I won't. We have a guess.
Dave has this thing where he likes to smell CDs.
Oh, you should smell that one. Yeah. It's all recycled material. Yeah. It smells really nice.
Oh. You know, I'm used to like smelling hundreds of different types of chemicals. So this is like an organic whiff.
Yay.
I feel healthier smelling the Sal Kimber album.
They're going to write that on all their press releases.
Yeah, that's our quote of the day.
Quote of the day. You know, it's healthier to actually sniff our CDs. So, Kat, you guys are going to be touring this album starting the day it comes out.
Yes, starting on Friday.
What can we expect with your shows?
Well, there's a mixture of venues that we're playing. We're playing some... I mean, the first show that we're doing is at Basement Discs and In-Store on Friday, just for, like, a quick little 25-minute show. And that'll be sort of... I think it'll be full band, but sort of semi-paired back. We're doing sort of that versus the big stage show, which will be at the East Brunswick Club on the 22nd of October. Then around the countryside, we're playing Bendigo and Wangaratta this weekend, and then we're off to Adelaide and WA.
And you're really going everywhere, because I hear that you're doing a show in Tasmania as well.
We are, in December.
I think if they're playing Wangaratta, you can pretty much say they're playing everywhere.
I don't even know where Wangaratta is. I'm like, this is commitment. This is real commitment. Do you guys have like a tour bus? How do you guys get around?
We're pretty modest. We have a station wagon.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a station wagon with a trailer, and there's five of us. So we all get to fight over who basically doesn't want to sit in the middle of the back seat.
You know, I always get around that. Because I had two sisters.
Uh-huh.
I would get around it by saying...
Oh, do tell.
Like, I say that I get car sick.
Ah,
and I
that's
have to sit
one.
Near the window because no one wants to be spewed on.
That's like, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pull that one on this tour. I'm going to say... I get seasick because we're not going on any boats.
No. Well, when you get to Tasmania, it's going to be tricky to drive across the water.
Yeah, we're going to fly to that one, I think.
Look, Kat, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Dave, look, I went through this bit of a like funk a little while back where I was feeling a bit lost, perhaps, And
your fingers were getting bored.
Yeah, my fingers were getting bored. And luckily, our friend Matt came to our my rescue, and he sent me this list of apps that he'd been trying out.
So Matt is the editor of samesame.com.au.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are like, you know, geek buddies or something.
Well, he apparently knows X-Files almost to the level that I know X-Files. So we've never discussed it in person.
I think you're both probably too scared of showing that, you know, showing the other up with your X-Files knowledge. But I believe it will happen one day.
In any case, he recommended this app called Fingerzilla. And basically, Dave, the concept of this game is that you're in this town and you're using your fingers to squash and cause as much chaos and destruction as possible, right? So you're like, you know, sound effects, you as Fingerzilla or Godzilla or whatever, and that you're basically trying to, you know, crush all these buildings, and people come running out and they're screaming and you're trying to eat them and all of that. And it really is kind of another example of, you know, there's different levels, you know, there's helicopters you go chasing after, you've got to go chase the cars, you've got to go over here.
Oh, so there are missions. It's not like just wipe everything out and collect as much points. There are things that you have to do.
There are, you know, different levels that have different objectives, effectively. It does, you know, when I was playing it last night, my girlfriend said to me, "Oh God, Jade, you're such a child."
I do think that this app is a little childish.
And it did make me think that, you know, I think that these types of games do really bring out your inner child. Like, you know, there's all of this research that always happens about how adults have, you know, forgotten how to, you know, not take themselves seriously and all of that kind of thing, and we just kind of let go, you know, let go of all of those things that used to amuse us when we were kids. But the, you know, now with these apps, it's like anyone with a smartphone can, you know, sit there
and just destroy
people. But Dave, what I found really hard about this app is, like, I started to feel really guilty about squishing the little Sims. Like, I feel, you know, it just feels like, you know, I was causing terror in these people's lives.
Jade, you really, how long has it been that you've played a game like this? You actually have a heart for these things. Why?
I don't know. I
never, ever feel bad if it's in a game situation like Street Fighter or whatever. See, I'm showing my age. Street Fighter, and you have to, you know, shoot the other.
Yeah,
I don't feel bad for that.
Like, I don't know why, but there's something about this game that brings that out in me. And it's similar, when I was playing Sims once, Dave, one of my people died and I'd named them Scully. And after that, I was so traumatized that I couldn't play Sims for like 2 or 3 or 4 months afterwards, because I just, like, the idea that I'd killed Scully was like the worst thing that had ever happened to me.
This is just the cutest moment on Different Strokes history ever. I can't believe you're telling me this on air. I don't know what to think of you now.
What? Because I have like a heart.
A mushy side. You get mushy when you're, you know, turning characters to mush. That's what it is.
Look, yeah, I just, it was, you know, it was really cool to like cause as much destruction as you want. And, you know, that definitely did kind of feel like, you know, I'm a little kid again and, you know, you're playing
Legos. But when
Legos
you see little people getting squashed by your fingers,
and they're screaming for their lives, Dave. They're screaming for their lives.
Well, Jade, some very interesting discoveries about Facebook usage and how it reflects on your IQ.
Yes. Dave, I was reading on Mashable that apparently there's been some research done about that normally if you use Facebook solely to post status updates and Facebook chat, you generally have a lower GPA, which is the American grade system, than if you actually use it to check up on what your friends are doing and sharing links and doing suggestions, you normally have a higher GPA.
Yeah.
So in other words, the more you engage with people on Facebook, the more, you know, the more you're using it for all of its intended purposes, the higher your grades are.
You know, I like to believe that, because I really am the latter. I post a lot of links.
Yeah.
People that are friends with me on Facebook are probably sick of it, but I post a lot of links and I do interact a lot.
Yeah.
And I like a lot.
You do like a lot.
And you know what's really scary about the new Facebook, Jade, is that even if I don't specifically interact with someone,
yep,
they're going to know that I'm on, because now that there's this crazy timeline thing on the right-hand side now, mm-hmm, where it actually tells everyone what you're doing. Even if you're interacting with someone who isn't a mutual friend,
yep,
it's going to show up. If you like something, if you comment on something, if you reply to something, it's going to show. So people are becoming more and more aware of how much I'm actually on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.